Do you sometimes want to do something you know you shouldn't do?
No.
You do so.
I do not.
You do so.
No, I don't.
Do you want to fight with me?
Yes.
It's not right to fight.
So, see?
You do want to do something that you shouldn't do.
Well, sometimes I do.
Don't feel too badly about it. Everyone is tempted every now and again. But sometimes God lets things happen in our lives that help us to not do bad things.
Like what?
Well, every time Billy's tempted to do something wrong, he remembers the 13th cookie.
Can I have one?
I'm afraid I don't have any cookies right here, but I'll be glad to tell you the story. It was the smell of cookies baking that brought Billy into the kitchen. His mother was just wiping her hands.
Oh, there you are, Billy. I was just about to call you.
Sure smells good in here.
Cookies. That's why I wanted you.
To taste them?
Oh, sorry, none to taste. Those in the oven won't be done for 10 more minutes. And I want to send these to the school bake sale.
The bake sale? I thought you sent a cake and 2 pies over this morning.
I did. But I thought we could spare 12 cookies from this batch I'm making for us. I'd like you to take them over to the school, if you will.
12 cookies isn't very much.
Well, they'll bring in 50 cents or so, and every penny counts when it's being put to a good purpose. Besides, I put in a baker's dozen.
What's a baker's dozen?
12 is 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, a baker's dozen is 13. Now, please get started. I'd like these cookies to get there before the sale is over.
Billy took the bag of cookies and started down the street. Oh, the smell of those cookies in the bag. It was almost too much to resist.
I sure wish these cookies didn't smell so good. Maybe if I hurry, I won't notice it so much. And maybe if I get right back home, Mom will give me one for hurrying. Nah, she'll say it'll spoil my appetite. Huh, 1 cookie spoiling my big appetite. 1 cookie. Hey, that's right. There's 13 in here. If I just ate 1, there'd still be 12. The school'll still get the same price for the dozen. And besides, if Mom had thought about it at all, she'd have given me that 13th cookie anyway. Boy, Mom makes the best cookies.
Well, that's how it started. A little farther along the way, Billy stopped to watch some workmen putting up a house. And then a little farther, he stopped to watch some older boys playing baseball. By the time he reached the front steps of the school...
Uh-oh. What happened to those cookies? Did I... I did. I ate them. How'd I do that? Oh, no, I must have been eating them all along and I didn't even know it. Boy, how am I going to explain that to Mom?
Billy started slowly home.
Maybe I just shouldn't tell her at all. I mean, the ladies weren't expecting those cookies. Mom probably won't ever mention them. If I didn't say anything, no one would ever know.
He didn't eat much supper that night, and when it was time for bed, he went without asking 6 times to stay up a little later. He didn't want to pray when it came time.
God knows what I did, even if no one else does.
But somehow, he made it through. Then he tossed and turned for a while and finally fell asleep.
What's that?
Aha! There he is. I knew there was one missing, and there he is.
What? It's a big paper bag, just like the one the cookies were in.
I had 13 when I started, and 1 is missing, and there you are.
Me? Wait a minute. I'm not a cookie.
There
I'm a boy.
There you are.
No, wait a minute. I'm not a cookie. I'm a boy. I'm a boy.
Billy, wake up.
I'm not a cookie. I'm a
Billy,
boy.
Billy, wake up, honey. Sounds like you were having quite a dream.
A dream? Oh, Mom.
Well, that was enough for poor Billy. He told his mother the whole story, cookies, dream, and all.
Will you forgive me, Mom?
Of course I will. And I'll pray with you now if you want to ask God to forgive you.
Billy and his mother prayed, and for the first time since he bit into the 13th cookie, Billy felt really good again.
You know something, Mom?
What's that?
If I hadn't eaten that 13th cookie on purpose, I don't think I would have eaten the others without thinking about it.
That's a good thing to know, honey. Lots of people think they can yield to temptation just once, but they don't know that that's the way to develop a taste for that sin.
So you see, now every time Billy is tempted to do something he knows isn't right, he stops for a minute and remembers the 13th cookie.
Now can I have one? It's just a story. But I gotta remember the 13th cookie, too. Every time I feel like doing something wrong.
I know it will help you.
You know what, Aunt Teresa?
What?
All the stories that you tell help me. All the stories that I understand anyway.